We agree with that scripture, say, for I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but what? Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, what? Who loved me and gave himself for me. So those two scriptures telling us that we are in the light. And when I finish reading this one, this is going to also tell us the same thing. I'm going to go back to the one that's going to tell us the same thing. I left it. He said, this is the message which we have heard of him. See, this is the message. See, we need to know what message, because there's a lot of voices out there. There's a lot of preaching out there. There's a lot of stuff out there, right? But we need to know. Remember what Jesus said to Mark in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Remember what he said, what he recorded. He said in the 16th chapter in the 15th verse, remember that he said, he that believeth and what? Is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. And what's the next verse? And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devil. They shall speak with new tongue. They shall, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay, and they shall recover. That's what he said. That was, and then the next verse says, so they did what? So they went everywhere, preaching the word. And the Lord confirmed them with signs following. See, that's what I want you to see. This is the message. If this is the right message, he's going to confirm this word with signs following. He said, this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. What is the message? That God is what? And in him is maybe a little smidge of darkness, but not much darkness in God. You mean it's none? So, with all the lights on in this building tonight, you think somebody could sneak in here we not see him? I don't care if they crawl down through that door. I'm going to see him sliding in. Right? Are you hearing what I'm saying? What God wants you to see, and this is why we are going to do this tonight. What he wants you to see, you got to recognize what's light. The light of shine so you can see the darkness. Because this is, let's back up to the verse again. Let's go back through it again one more time. For this is the message which we heard of him and declare unto you. See, I don't need to stand here and declare something unto you that God did not say. Because see, and you need to have enough knowledge of the scripture. If I do, you need to know enough about the scripture and the words that, no, I can't receive that. Because that's not what God's word said. Because you will run into some that will do it. Amen. And these kind of things, what cloud our lives up, cause problems, and we don't know why we're having this problem, because we have not allowed the light to shine so we can identify it and stop it. So this is the message we should focus on. That if it's not light, it's not right. Because God is not dog. Anything has to do with destroying you and you're doing right is wrong. I don't know, what would that you said to me? Somebody, it was on TV, we saw it, and this guy was saying somebody had gotten, something happened. And this, it was, I think it was last night, and this fellow was preaching. We heard him in the background. And somebody, the fellow had killed the guy. Now, listen how dumb this is now. The fellow had, somebody, I think they had caught the guy, had killed the guy, and they were having his funeral. This, I wish I, anyway. The minister, at the funeral, we could hear him saying, "The Lord," we don't know why, I believe he said, "but the Lord chose to take him at this time." The guy killed a man. Now he's, can't y'all see how dumb, we don't think at all. This fella killed him, but he accused God of taking it. The fella shot him. He killed and murdered the guy. And he's standing up behind the pulpit telling the people, "We don't know why God took him." No, the fella killed him. Come on now. So that's why we're going to examine a few things here tonight. And I don't need y'all to be getting offended. I need y'all to grow up. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we said, so it says this is the message. We need to know what message to preach. That we heard of him and declare unto you. If I don't know what to declare unto you, I need to go somewhere and sit down maybe. Or go get some more teaching or something. Because I don't need to be messing over your life. I need to declare unto you what the word said. Thus says the Lord. Thus said the Holy Spirit. If we have the Holy Spirit in us, and he's the perfect teacher, like the word declares he is, and he is. And why we mess up so much? Well, you don't have to answer that. But let's back up one more time before we go into this. Let's back up one more time. Let's go back to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12. Let's go back since we read that one. And it says in God that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all, right? Now let's go back to Colossians chapter 1 verse 12. Can you put that up there for us? Is up there? All right. All right. Now listen to it. Keep in mind. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us what? Meet or able to be what? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We are not in the dark. We're in the light. And when something go wrong, we need to know. We got light to show us that this is not right.